Hi everyone, welcome to Quilt Cabana Corner. I'm Sandy Caldwell and I thank you for joining me. On today's episode, we're going to be doing the magazine roundup of things that caught my eye, and we're going to be doing a review of Estherita Austin's DVD entitled Painted Peppers. Before we get into the magazine roundup, I just want to say that I've had some requests for more podcasts, more frequent podcasts, so I hear you and I want to do more, and I will try my best in January to make a resolution to be a little more frequent with the podcast episodes. As I'm sure everybody is right now, I'm too very busy with holiday preparations and driving the kids here and there. So I hope you'll bear with me and we'll try to get these up a little more frequently. But thank you so much for listening, because I went on iTunes, as I do every time before I'm about to record a podcast, and a few of our episodes are approaching 700 listeners, so thank you so much for tuning in. Okay, so let's get right to it. The first magazine I looked at this month was American Patchwork and Quilting, which is a Better Homes and Gardens publication, which I happen to love very much. Great articles, great photography, great tips, great everything. When I opened the cover, there was a small article, well, I shouldn't say small, it's the whole first page, an article about Quilts for Kids, which is an organization that teams with Downey and the Children's Miracle Network to bring comfort quilts to sick children in hospitals. A lot of times in hospitals, kids are not allowed to have stuffed animals with them, so this is an alternative that is allowed. And Chandra Wilson, if anybody watches Grey's Anatomy, she's Dr. Bailey, she delivers the quilts to the hospital and promotes the cause. The first time that I heard about this organization was on someone's blog, I believe. And from what I could tell, Downey provides, or I guess it's Quilt for Kids, provides the fabrics for the quilts, but they ask that you return the quilts that you've constructed within 4 to 6 weeks. And when I first saw that, I thought, oh, I would love to do this, but 4 to 6 weeks, that's just a planning stage for me. That's not get her done and get her shipped out. But I do see, however, in this article, it mentions that you can use their kits or you can make your own quilt and come up with your own idea. They just have some guidelines about the fabrics you use. So what they're asking for their guidelines are pretty simple. Use 100% cotton fabric or high quality flannel only. Fleece cannot be accepted because, unbelievably, it creates static that interferes with hospital equipment. Who knew? You need to piece and quilt with a sewing machine. The denser the quilting, the more durable the quilt. Quilt with cotton or polyester thread. Please avoid nylon monofilament thread, so no invisible threads. Use low loft cotton or polyester batting and create a finished quilt that's 38 to 40 inches by 45 to 46 inches. Please wash the quilt before sending it to the organization or donating it to a local chapter. So when I saw that, I thought, gee, that is doable. I need a little more time than 4 to 6 weeks, and maybe you all do too, but hopefully in the coming year, you could go to quiltsforkids.org to request one of their kits or to make your own for a very worthy cause. Okay, the next thing that caught my eye in this magazine was an article called Naturally Inspired about a woman named Odile Gova. And what she does is she coils a zipper with the teeth exposed around a piece of felt, and she fashions one-of-a-kind brooches. I'm beginning to see these brooches with the zippers everywhere. They look like beautiful flowers. A lot of times they're red, with the coiled zipper really standing out in contrast with that. And they're just beautiful. And in the pages of this article, she has all kinds of pretty felt pieces and pom-poms. And she also uses found objects, which are things like shells or buttons or corks or acorns, and she works them into her jewelry. And it's all from reclaimed sweaters. She goes and looks for old wool sweaters, and she brings these she chops them up, I guess, and she brings these sweaters to life in this gorgeous jewelry and pin cushions and purses, just everything. She has an Etsy website, and it is Woolly Fabulous. That is her name on Etsy. W-O-O-L-Y Fabulous. And I did go in and look her up, and I found her shop. And she takes in quite a bit of money per piece. In the back pages of the magazine, by the way, there's also a tutorial on how to make a roped, felted, beaded bracelet. It's very pretty. It's on page 92 if you have the magazine. Okay, so that was American Patchwork and Quilting. The next one that I looked at was Fonz and Porter's Easy Quilt. And on page 53, there is a really beautiful 9-patch scarf. It looks like it's backed with fleece, and then it also has some fringe on it. And it actually looks like there's two here. One is a 9-patch, and one looks like it's sort of a strippy type piece. And it looks like you just need 3/8 of a yard of two different prints and a 1/2 yard of fleece. Looks simple to make, and I'm actually hearing about quilted scarves a lot on the internet. I'm hoping to make one myself, and maybe I can get it up as a tutorial on my blog for anyone who's interested in making one. They look very warm and cozy, and they make wonderful gifts. And in Quilt Maker this month, found the cutest thing on page 14. They're under the Inspirations column, and it's called One Sweet Cookie Cutter. These are handcrafted cookie cutters from Orchard Canyon Heirlooms, and they turn out pretty quilts of another kind when you use the cookie and frosting recipes included with each design. These are cookie cutters that leave an impression in the dough of different quilt patterns. I see an Ohio star, a flower basket, a bear paw. They're adorable, all done up. They show them completely frosted. I don't know that I would have the patience to go to the level of detail that they have on these frosted cookies, but they sure are cute, and they definitely look good enough to eat. And the idea here is to tuck one into a stocking on Christmas morning. They are $12 to $13 and can be found at orchardcanyon.com. In this magazine, I also found a really cute pattern for a Christmas tree wall hanging. And the Christmas tree, instead of having branches on it, it's round ornaments that were done with wool applique. Adds a lot of texture and dimension when you put that wool applique on a wall hanging. It's very pretty. It could be done with regular fabrics too. Worth taking a look at. Page 42 of this magazine had a nice tutorial on making a t-shirt quilt. Kind of had a sad story that went along with it. A woman's friend had asked her to make some memory quilts. The woman's husband had died about 3 years earlier, and the woman wanted her children to have quilts that were reminiscent of their dad. Apparently, he was a big outdoorsman, so these quilts are themed with his outdoor-type t-shirts for fishing and boating. And apparently, he also had a love of Hawaiian shirts. So on the back of each of the quilt that she made for this family, she appliqued a whole full-size one of the man's Hawaiian t-shirts. So each child received a beautiful t-shirt quilt that reflected his different interests, and on the back was one of their dad's Hawaiian quilt shirts. So it was a very touching article, and I like that one a lot. So that about does it for the magazine roundup. Next, we will move on to Esterita Austin and her Painted Peppers DVD. And you'll have to forgive me, I was just playing this back and I heard myself say one of his Hawaiian quilted t-shirts. It was a Hawaiian shirt, but it wasn't quilted. Well, until she appliqued on. So not enough coffee apparently this morning before this podcast. So you'll have to forgive me on that one. Okay, so in the fall, Esterita Austin, who is a quilting celebrity, was the guest speaker at my Quilt Guild. And I absolutely couldn't wait to go that night because she is very famous for her ability to bring depth and dimension to her quilts. Her quilts are very colorful, and I think perhaps maybe she's best known for the one called The Well, where it is on a black background of fabric and it feels like you are at the bottom of a well looking up. The way she uses highlights and shading and the scale and all the values of the fabric produces these beautiful illusions of depth. And aside from all that, she's a very funny lady. She had us all in stitches at that meeting. So after the meeting, my mom and I went and looked at what she was selling, and she had her DVD Painted Peppers for sale. So my mom bought the DVD and we watched it together, and we learned quite a bit from it and decided that this would be a great product to review on the podcast. Estherita is also the person who founded, I guess you would say, Misty Fuse, which is a fusible product, and she does use that in all of her quilts. She uses it for applique, and she also uses the small pieces that you would normally throw away, perhaps as waste, to baste her quilts. So I found that interesting. I don't baste my quilts that way, but perhaps I should start doing it. It sounded easy and like it worked pretty well. The DVD itself is broken down into 6 steps. The first being tools and supplies, second photography, third pattern, 4 technique, 5 painting, and 6 finish. I think the part I got the most out of would have to be the painting part, where I'm not an artist type person who enjoys working with paints or oil, pastels, or any of that. I definitely learned a lot about how to bring a flat piece of fabric to life through tints and shades of paint and brush sizes and all of that, so I found that to be an exceptional part of this DVD. And by the way, the price of the DVD is $20. It runs 60 minutes long, and it can be found on estheritaaustin.com. She's estheritaaustin.com. She is also the host of Quilting Under the Tuscan Sun workshops, which are done in Italy, and she had some slides from those workshops, and of course the view in Italy was stunning, and wouldn't it be great to wake up under the Tuscan sun and be able to quilt all day? What an awesome experience. If anyone has actually been able to take advantage of that, let me know. Send me a note and let me know how it was, because it looked fantastic. All right, so back to the DVD. In the tools and supplies, well, let me just first say, she's taking us through the process of these painted peppers, where she took a still life photo of 3 peppers, and she explains to us how, if you're going to use highlights and give it depth, you need to discover which way you want your light source to come from when you take the photo. So she photographs her still life subject against a black background, and she uses a clip-on light, and she recommends doing this in the evening so that the contrasts are greater. And she uses her digital camera and takes some photos until she gets one that she likes. Then she uses a light box and freezer paper and acetate, which actually was optional if you couldn't see that well on your light box, and a Sharpie. And after she has printed that photo that she took, she traces just the basic outlines of the pepper. She doesn't worry about all the nooks and crannies at this stage, but the stems and the peppers are on there, and you trace them. And then you are left with a freezer paper pattern. Then she cut out one of the peppers from the template. So she had a negative space on her freezer paper. So she had the 2 drawn peppers and then the one area, the negative space, where she had cut one out. Now she uses that negative space to audition her different fabrics, because if you took your pattern that you cut out and you just plop it on top of your fabric, you can't see very well what that's going to look like. And where she uses batiks, she's looking for specific colorings, where perhaps it would be white or yellow on the part of the pepper where the light bounces off of. So anyways, she uses this negative space, she auditions many fabrics, she figures out which one she thinks would look nicest for that particular pepper, and then she takes the template that she cut out and she places it on the fabric and she cuts it out. And then she uses her Misty Fuse so that now that piece of fabric is her pepper applique. Then she'll take that pepper template and she'll tape it back onto her main template. And she'll cut out the second pepper. And then she will audition fabric for the second pepper, etc., until she's done with all 3 peppers. Then she moves on to painting these peppers. And she has a specific process for what she does. She uses jacquard textile paints, which look like a lot of fun to use. And by mixing them, she's getting highlights, which are really a tint, a lot of white paint with a little bit of color. And then when she's going to do the shadows on the darker parts, she's emphasizing the dark areas to gain more depth. And what she does is maybe a little bit of white, much less than what she used for a tint, in more of the color. She also uses the flat style paint brushes without water on them because she feels that the water kind of dilutes the paint, and then when it dries on the fabric, it virtually disappears. So she just uses a paper towel to brush off her paintbrush every once in a while. And she uses just a throwaway or reusable, you can wash it and reuse it or whatever, a plastic dinner plate to mix the colors. And once she fuses the peppers to the black, her black background, she likes to use black background, she goes about painting these. And she uses the photo that she took, and she considers the light source always. And she will go in and not gob on the paint, and not do it so lightly that you can't see it. But she will lightly brush the fabric with the paint, and if she messes up, she just paints right over it. Nothing's perfect, she says all the time in this DVD. If she had to be perfect, she'd be nowhere. And she also purposely makes some mistakes and goes off the fabric onto the black with her paint just to show us that with these jacquard fabric textile paints, you can very quickly with a wet paper towel just wipe them right away. But her favorite trick for when she doesn't get to wipe it away before it dries is her secret weapon is a Sharpie marker. She covers all of her mistakes with Sharpie markers. She's probably got them in every shade there is. And that was kind of a freeing moment for me. Like, oh, you mess up on your black background, just grab a Sharpie and color it over. Who knows? Who cares? Nobody's going to know. So she spends quite a bit of time painting these peppers. And she does mention that this is not a 3-minute process. This is something where maybe you do a little bit of painting and then go do something else and then come back to it and see how you think it looks. But it was really amazing to see how these, you know, pieces of fabric, which were colorful to begin with, because as I said, they were batiks, but how they really came to life and took on a dimensional look. I was very impressed with it. I would like to try it. I did look up the jacquard paints to see how much they are. She has them on her website for $14, but a $10 shipping charge, which I feel is kind of hefty. So I looked around a little bit. I didn't check the shipping charges, but Create for Less had them. And also eBay, someone was selling them on eBay with maybe like a $6 shipping charge. So I think you could look around and find them. I've not found them at Michael's or Joann's. I have looked, have not seen them there. It also, I should mention, she talks a little bit about the scale of the fabric in creating dimensional quilts. If you are looking to show something in the foreground of your quilt, you would want a larger scale fabric. If you're looking to show something in the background of your quilt, you would want a smaller scale fabric. Estherita also spends some time on color and value. She's actually not a big color person because she is more interested in the value of her quilts. So if you looked, for example, at that painting of the well, you're not seeing a lot of browns or, you know, greens or something you think you would normally see in a real life well. It's more, hers are like every color of the rainbow is included, and you know, maybe the brighter, the warmer colors I think were up front, and maybe the cooler ones were a little further away in her quilt. And she has a beautiful gallery of her work on her website. It's definitely worth taking a look at. So that was all about Estherita and her DVD. I do definitely recommend it. I'm not sure if libraries have it or not, but that might be something to check out if you didn't want to spend the $20 for it. But she was a great speaker. I think our Quilt Guild enjoyed having her there very much. There's a lot to be learned. She does have a teaching schedule on her website as well. So again, that's estheritaaustin.com. In looking over my notes here, there's two things I neglected to say that I should, and one is that she does not use a flash when she does her still life photography, which of course you wouldn't need one if you had a light clamped on, you know, with the light shining down to take the photo. You wouldn't really need a flash anyhow. And when she's finishing the quilt, when she's doing the actual quilting, she uses variegated threads. she doesn't spend a lot of time on the actual quilting of the piece. I think her expertise, her love, her passion is more in the fabric auditioning and the painting. So I think it's probably a quilt as desired situation if you were to make one of her type of quilts. So I think that does it for this episode of Quilt Cabana Corner. As always, I thank you for joining me, and I encourage you to get in touch with me. Let me know what you're working on. Visit my blog. Visit my store. I have patterns for sale. You can find my website at www.quiltcabanapatterns.com. You can link to the blog. You can also link to the store to purchase patterns. And I also have an Etsy store, and currently there is a coupon code where you can receive 25% off of an item in my Etsy store. And that coupon code is HOLIDAY2010. And the Etsy store is www.quiltcabanapatterns.etsy.com. And I am still working over on the Big Tent under the QuiltCast supergroup. Quilt Cabana Corner does have its own subgroup there with our own discussions. Although lately it's been very quiet and not very many comments, so if you would like to see that discussion forum come to life again, please hop on over there and let's get chatting about what you're working on and what you would like me to review on the podcast. So thanks again. I hope everybody has a wonderful holiday season, and we will see you in 2011. And I do hope that you will take a moment, maybe in January after the holidays are over, to look into the Quilts for Kids organization and make a quilt for one of those wonderful children. Thanks. Bye-bye.